being in the West, I mean, I can just go and flick a switch and on comes energy, and things are easy, I guess, with all this kind of technology that enables us to be able to have energy anytime we want. But that's not true in places like Africa, is it?
No, it's not. And the way the company started, after I had the invention, I traveled to Africa to give a talk. And until that time, I really didn't know that 1.2 billion people around the world didn't have control over the switch. And that trip was an eye-opener in terms of actually seeing it firsthand and realizing that, you know, maybe giving talks about a solution isn't the way forward. There must be another way to do this. Africa, for example, have 600 million people who don't have regular access to power. It shouldn't be a problem that we have today with all the technologies and with all the capabilities and with all the resources that we have around the world. So there is some injustice to that.